there are so many queer people out there who either watch things or do things like what we're doing. And they're like, this is what I needed when I was coming out. This is what I needed going through the IVF journey, because there's not enough information out there. Queers, queens, and in-betweens, hello and welcome back to Same Sex, Same Shit. I'm Rochelle, and some weeks I'm joined by my incredible fiancé Maddie, and other weeks I'm joined by powerhouse queer guests. Now, we love to chat all things lesbian, and each week we'll be sharing that us queers do the same shit as everyone else, but better.
Yes, as always, we are going to be bringing you some very important queer conversations.
How are you feeling, Mads?
I won't lie, I've got a massive headache right now, but the sun is out and I can't complain.
So when this episode goes live, you're 15 weeks, just over 15 weeks. Mm-hmm. I know that we've had people be very confused, and that is so understandable because we shared things a little bit later and more delayed. And then we obviously announced on here last week that we're pregnant. So to bring everyone that listens to the podcast up to speed, you're currently 15 weeks and 2 days today when this episode goes live. And how are you going mentally, emotionally, physically? Talk us through it.
I'm definitely popped a lot quicker than the first pregnancy. And I can't complain because you know how long I was in that awkward, I've had too many burgers kind of look phase that I was in. So I think I'm really proud of this bump for many reasons. And one being that I can proudly wear clothes and not be like, oh, I've just put on some kgs. It's a genuine little bump hanging out already. So it was just surprising. Like it's blown out. I swear it grew like in a week. But yeah, other than that, I got headaches. And I've got nosebleeds every time I wake up of a morning. But you know what? It's all good. I'm still so happy.
Yeah. And it's really nice to see you feeling better because you were so
shit.
I was shit.
Just to put it in a nutshell, the first trimester was shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting that second trimester win that everyone flaps their gums about. And I'm really starting to enjoy feeling like that. So
one of the funniest symptoms or things about your first trimester that I remember through all of your shitness, I think you were just trying to feel better in any way that you could.
Yeah.
And naturally you're a very active and healthy person, and your food requests, I will call it, not even cravings, just requests, were the most obscure things. So I'm the dessert bitch in the house. So after we put Mac down to bed, we're showered, we're jumping in to watch a movie or whatever, I make us a dessert. And normally it's quite standard. Like we'll say we'll have a cookie and a cup of tea, or we'll have a hot chocolate. Ever since Maddie's been pregnant, she has requested the strangest stuff. And it's so specific. It's like, I want Nutri-Grain with a little bit of milk that's cold, super cold, and just covers the Nutri-Grain. Or like insanely weird stuff.
We should have wrote a list because it was funky. Like I'll laugh at myself going, why the fuck does it need to be that specific? But anything out of those specific little rules that I had would turn my belly inside out. So you have to stick to it.
You even got to a point where you were like, I want a peanut butter sandwich, the smooth peanut butter with butter, and cut the crust off, and I would like it in rectangles.
I didn't get down to the shape.
You asked me to cut you rectangles one night. I don't even think you ate it.
I don't think it would have mattered. I think you might have offered and I would have said rectangles. If you gave me a choice, I would have given you one for sure.
Regardless, I was on the edge of my... I do miss it because you've kind of gotten out of that phase now. You're a lot less picky with your dessert requests, but I was on the edge of my seat every night waiting to see what you would... And one night... The night you wanted cereal, cold milk.
I know this is what you're going to say. You forgot to put milk in the fridge.
I think it was a team effort. Someone forgot to replace the milk.
No. You made you make multiple coffees a day and you didn't replace it. I can guarantee you it's not something I would ever do.
Okay, whatever. There was no cold milk in the fridge and Maddie was pissed.
Rochelle's in the doghouse.
It's baby season, which is very exciting. I have actually delivered a couple of babies at work recently, which is very cool because in 8.5 years, I've never actually delivered a baby prior to the last couple of weeks.
Well, in 7 months, you can deliver mine if you want.
No, thank you. I think I would be interested in that, but I am equally traumatized and grateful for the experience of delivering those babies. Out of hospital, unexpected, unplanned home births are very different. And I'm very grateful to be able to be a part of that experience and that I have the knowledge and training to do that. But also being thrust into an environment like that is wild. You can't even explain or comprehend, but yeah, it's baby season and we've got pregnant friends. We've got a pregnant fiance sitting across from me and it's really nice.
And all the pregnancy dust going out to all other parents wanting to create their little miracle bubba too. So let's make it a year of babies.
Now, this epi is going to take a little bit of a different direction to what the intro is talking about, but we'll get into it.
So I'm going to take the reins this time. As we all know, I am the garnish to this. Rochelle does all the hard yards. I'm the one in the background that does just washing and kitchen cleaning and just random house duties.
Unrelated podcast stuff.
Yeah, I keep the house afloat and Rochelle does all of the work that I could not possibly even think about doing because it is not my forte. I'm an outside gal. I'm on lawns. So queries, queens and interbeens, it's going to be me asking Rochelle all of the questions.
I'm the powerhouse queer guest today.
Today we are talking about why we've put all this together and why we do what we do and just basically the reasonings behind what motivates us and what gives us that drive. And
as Mads said, the motivation and reasoning behind starting this podcast, where it all came from, where it's headed and our why.
So where did it come from? Tell us all.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's great to be here. Where did it all begin? Okay, so I'll give a simple answer. As you were saying before, you're the outside girl. I love the outdoors, don't get me wrong, but overall, I've always been a kind of online savvy person. I've always looked to social media for a lot of things in my personal life, like when coming out and finding connection. I've always been that kind of online social media girl. My career life, I've always been very health focus, active, how things kind of work. That's why I'm a paramedic. I really love that like sciencey side of everything. But I was first introduced to podcasts in 2021 when I was working away. I was commuting a lot for work and I fell in love with podcasts. It made my drives go so quickly. I was learning so much. I'm a nerd at heart and I felt like it was a double whammy. I was like, I can utilize this hour and a half, 2 hours that I'm in the car. 4 hours in total in each day.
If you live with Rochelle, you find that anytime she comes home, it'll be a hello followed by a, so I was listening to this podcast and like she has to fill my ears with all this information. I can't diss it because it's very factual. It's very informative, but I'm just like, I've got monkeys clapping and she comes home with all this stuff and I'm like, this is why you can do what you do because I can't do this. I need to probably have more hungry brain like you, in other words.
That's why the universe has put us together. Because yes. I'll just tell you.
You'd have lions in your grass outside, so.
Lions.
Lions.
Lions. I thought, hiding you in the do lawn very rah. Good mow lions when you mow the lawn. I thought that's what you meant. I would, yeah. Can't fault you on how incredible you are at the housework. I will expose myself. I really don't pick up a whole lot of the slack. I'm very sorry. I keep it tidy. I just don't do the deep stuff.
The hours we put into our life and our future is the same. So, look, it's a balancing act.
Knowledge is power. That is, honestly, I think Maddie's heard me say that 4,000 times in our relationship. And I don't care if I'd never use that piece of information again. I just love to know everything that I can. And I will cherry pick and choose parts of it that I find are useful to me and my life and how I can better myself. Speaking of me being obsessed with podcasts a few years ago, I could find a podcast for almost anything. You could find a podcast on how to start a podcast. And fast forward to mid-2022, so what's that, almost 2 years ago now, I was on a walk by myself listening to a podcast this was while we were going, like starting to go through our IVF journey and exploring our options of becoming parents together. And we'd never been exposed to any IVF journey really. And so I was trying to find information on how to navigate becoming a mum as the non-birthing mum, because we'd made the decision that you were going to carry the first bub. And so I was trying to find anyone out there that spoke about what it was like becoming a mum but not being pregnant and going and birthing and breastfeeding and going through that whole process. And I could not find anything, not a single episode on Spotify, not a single YouTube, Google search, nothing. And a thought popped into my head. It was literally, I had an aha moment and a thought popped into my head and I was like, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to start a podcast. Like I, at that point, I didn't have any experience. We weren't mums yet, but that was that first moment that I was like, fuck it, I'm going to start. And then life got really busy. We did become new mums, but that thought never kind of left my head. So that was my aha moment driver for the podcast. That was when I was like, this information needs to be in one spot. It needs to be out there. But yeah, as we got super busy, that's when Those Two Mums was kind of born, our Instagram page.
So basically the idea came from the depths of you being a podcast listener, couldn't find anything to give you that information, to give you that drive and confidence into what we were heading in for. That's what motivated you as well. So the motivation came from the depths as well of wanting to be like, I don't want another person to be in search like I am, and I want to provide this information because I couldn't. So it needs to start somewhere, and this is basically the motivation behind it, is to give the people that you wanted that you couldn't find.
100%. Yeah, so that's initially where Those Two Mums was born from. That was a bit more of a stepping stone. That was us sharing our IVF journey, and through that it was kind of what navigating IVF journeys and early parenthood look like from a same-sex couple perspective. Making an Instagram was less of an output than a podcast. We could just share our journey in the one place. Us posting what we do each day may seem boring, but that's kind of the whole point. It shows that we do the same shit as everyone else. Yeah. what a good plug.
Yes, I guess that's where we did change our podcast name. We were originally Those Two Mums,
mm-hmm.
and we've jumped on board to Same Sex, Same Shit. And basically the reasoning for that is just the merge, was it?
Yeah, so I mean, we started the podcast back in 2023. We wanted it to be a place. Our kind of whole idea behind it was we want to talk about things that aren't spoken about enough. We didn't take it too seriously. Life was really busy, but I know that it filled our cup so much, that podcast. We had roughly 500 people listening to each episode and it felt so incredible.
I think it got to a point where we were podcasting and talking about our life and what we were doing, but I think it was more like a debrief point for the both of us doing something so new.
Mm.
And we're like, the fuckery is this? And let's talk about it and normalize it. But at the same time, we're normalizing it for ourselves, going, okay, well, here it is on paper and this is how it is. And I think we found reassurance about talking about it out loud to each other. It was like a nice little sit down chat that we always had, but it wasn't, like you said, the focus as to why you had that motivation and fire in your belly about the podcast in the first place.
Absolutely. And there are so many incredible parenthood podcasts out there, and that's kind of what we started talking about a lot. And that is not our niche. As I said, there are so many other people who do incredible things in that space that can talk about that. We wanted to be that queer representation. That is what we are so passionate about. So the real change came October last year, I would say. We moved out of home. Our life was flipped completely upside down, but we just couldn't stop thinking about the podcast. Even though we couldn't do it, we had to take a break from it. Firstly, from the feedback, yeah, in the Spotify searches, Those Two Mums felt like a really motherhood-directed podcast, and there was a real lack of queer visibility there. So Same Sex, Same Shit. We had a lot of time while we had some time off to think about the rebrand, the direction that we wanted to take it, and you actually came up with the name.
Yeah, just driving in the car. I was like, oh, it's Same Sex, Same Shit. And then you just jumped on it like a little barnacle on a rock. You were loving it. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, because I was racking my brain for months. I was like, how can we share that we're queer, we're mums, we talk about IVF, we talk about lesbian shit, without being like, we only talk about parenthood, because that is not what we talk about.
No, and too, like the whole way that comment came out of my mouth was when we were talking about stuff, I'm like, queer parents doesn't need to be a standout thing. Like, it's just the same shit. Like, we're parents. Like, who cares what gender combination you have, or whether it's a single parent or whatever, it doesn't matter. You've just gone, same sex, same shit, like just another day. You're an adult, you got a kid, like let's do it kind of thing. So I guess it's almost like, it was like almost a half eye rolly thing where it's like, it doesn't need to be looked at as something stupid different. Yeah. Like it's...
We're our family dynamic and we are the same as everyone else, and it shouldn't be some big thing that we're two mums.
No. And we're here to prove the point, yo. So, Rochelle, we're both emergency service workers and we both love our job. So why on earth would we want to take kind of this stuff on and put this into a large portion of our life?
I live by this motto, and it is that I want to leave people 1% better than when they found me. And that is what I want the podcast to encapsulate. I want people to leave our podcast episodes 1% better than when they first started listening to the episode, or when they first found our Instagram. I want them to learn something. I want them to feel heard, seen. I want them to be represented in a large scale space. I've been with New South Wales Ambulance for 8 years now, over 8 years. And I always saw myself being more. I've always been a very career driven girl my entire life. And I wanted to be more clinically advanced. I wanted to be higher up in managerial positions. I had huge goals for my ambulance career. But lately, I've realized that I felt really tied to a boss. I couldn't grow unless I was, you know, it was only so pigeonholed into this position or this position. In ambulance, if you want, you can either advance clinically or you can advance as a manager, and whilst both incredible options, when your boss is the government, you can't walk directly into their office and pitch an idea and say, I think I'm worth more money, so pay me more money. I think this needs to change, so change it. I think this needs to be done better. You can try, but the government is a big beast, and I wanted a space where we could express queerness, where we could be that representation, and where we could be our own bosses and
make our own rules.
Absolutely. People began to ask me more and more, and I don't know if it's that theory of when you want to buy a new car and you see it on the road all the time. I don't know if it's because I was starting to transition into wanting to be my own boss and really being passionate about this podcast and this space, or if it's just the universe kind of nudging me in that direction. But over the last year or so, I've noticed a lot more people asking me, and you, I suppose, as well, do you like being a paramedic? Do you love your job? And it felt like nobody had even asked me this before, up until I realized everyone was asking me. And I found that my responses were kind of becoming longer to answer, harder to answer. I was like, I do, but I love this other thing so much more. I'm so much more. I wake up in the morning and I think about the podcast, and I wake up in the morning and I have all these creative ideas, and I want to sit down at the dinner table and talk to you about how we can be better in this space, how we can do this interview with this person to put this information out there, and all of these huge goals that we have in this space. And that is what drives me, and that's what I'm passionate about. And when people would say, do you love being a paramedic? I was like, well, I do, but I also love what I'm doing in this space.
You never used to be a to-do list kind of girl, and the roles, like I was always like, I would almost panic if I didn't have a list of what I was going to do. And since being pregnant, that has gone out the window. I'm like, I want to wake up tomorrow and feel okay. And you're like, and we're always asleep, like, so tomorrow I want this and this and this, and you have all these to-do lists, and it has motivated you and given you so much drive, and I can see it. It's hard for me to keep up with sometimes, but that's okay. But you are so passionate, and it's motivational for me, and I love sitting down with you and talking about all these things and being the garnish to what drives you. It's fun to see, and I'm obsessed with watching you grow and develop.
Thank
in
you.
This area. So keep doing it.
I plan on it. Yeah, like you can check all of the boxes. You can be doing a job that people see as valuable. The minute we tell people I'm a paramedic, I'm a firefighter, to the outside world, that looks like such a huge job and it's massive. But I think if you look at it from a different perspective, you can do a job that people see as valuable, but if it doesn't fill your cup and it doesn't check your boxes, then I think that's when you have to reevaluate, you know?
Yeah. I'm happy to do both firefighting and garnishing to your podcast.
Yes.
I want the best of both worlds. I want a bit of this, bit of that. So
yeah,
that's what keeps my brain going.
But there's no point standing on the other side, and this is for me, I'm not speaking for you at all, but there's no point standing on the other side of a job that people see from the outside as super valuable and feeling empty. That emptiness, I think, can either destroy you and you can sit back and just stay stagnant on that single level in whatever job that might be, an office job, a hospitality job, or you can let that drive you. And that's a decision that I've made. For me, destruction from that job isn't an option. I love being a paramedic. I don't love the shift work. I don't love night shifts. And that is just not how I see the rest of our lives playing out. I want to be there for my family. I want to have that flexibility to travel when we want. I want that flexibility of not missing out on all of our kids' birthday parties because I'm having to do shift work. And for me, I was like, well, what's the other option? Being stuck in a cycle just because it's easier.
So have you weighed up the option of what if this whole thing fails?
It won't.
Period.
It won't fail. It can't fail because it's already been so successful. If this whole podcast went bust tomorrow, which I really hope it doesn't. But if it did, it's already been so successful. So in my eyes, that's not a failure.
You've already hit the success button to this, what you've been creating.
To me, created. Yes. To me, it's only just going to get better. There's no failure because when we started last year, we'd have maybe 400, 500, 600 people listen to our episodes, 12,000, 13,000 now. And we've just relaunched. And I'm so proud of how far we've come. And I know that for the 100 DMs that we get on Instagram saying how much people resonate with the podcast and that they're really grateful for this space, I know that there's 200 more that don't message that are really appreciative and have really been helped out by this community in this space. So it's never going to be a failure.
No, even me, I'm taken back by just responses and how I don't read the messages, only the ones that you show me that like are being like a big thanks to us, and the words are so kind, and like I get that fire, I get that drive, and I feel what you feel on a daily, but on those little portions when you show me, but I'm like, fuck, that's amazing. That's fucking amazing that we can impact people and have such a positive drive in their world as well. So I think, yeah, it's such a rewarding space to create. And yeah, let's keep creating it.
It is. And this isn't a flex. This is just us being so proud of what we've built. And I know that this is needed. And I know that there are so many queer people out there who either watch things or do things like what we're doing. And they're like, this is what I needed when I was coming out. This is what I needed going through the IVF journey, because there's not enough information out there. And even I found if there is enough information out there, it's really hard to find it all in one space. I can't think of a space that I can go to and be like, I want to learn all about queer Australian IVF journeys. Our podcast. That's where you can learn about it. Podcasting for me is the most incredible platform because it's free, accessible information. And it's all in one space, and you can communicate directly with the host, talk to us, you can reach out to us, email, whatever, what you want to hear, and we will talk about it. Like, there are so many different topics out there, and we just want it all in one space. We want to be that representation. This is a community that we're building.
Yeah. And like you said, this is not a flex. It is just us being proud of the progress and the impact it has had. Like, And I think that is definitely something to be proud of and to shout from the rooftops, because to have that impact on families and close people that we know and people that we don't know, it's such an incredible feeling. And it does, it puts power in your step. So hope you got some good grip on them shoes.
Just as a little example, we've got couples across the country who have messaged us. We've been very open about our reciprocal IVF journey where you carried my embryo. And we've had couples reach out to us saying that they went through reciprocal IVF because of us. We have couples who didn't know that reciprocal IVF was even an option in their same-sex IVF journey. And because of us, they've been allowed to do that. And we stand by our reciprocal IVF journey was the most incredible option for us because it allowed us to feel connected as a family. And we're so grateful to have had that option and been able to, you know, you carry my embryo. And I'm so grateful and stoked that we have put that out there and other couples have that option to explore as well.
Like, that's a whole dynamic of a family that we've impacted. Like,
they didn't even know it was possible to them.
And it's changed their future dramatically and for the better as well. Like, the connection we felt that we had, and it was something that we preferred. I know not everyone prefers it, absolutely fine. But for us as a couple, this is what we felt was the best for us as a family moving forward, and to show and create that space that it is possible and it can be an option if you want to go down that track, then it is. And the people that have no idea that now have an idea and chose that idea, boom.
Incredible. I think there needs to be more queer people out there sharing that they do really cool shit, that they're boss people, that, you know, we are the leaders of the world. We can be. And that this is what this space is for. Representation, community, free information. And that's what we want to keep providing to you guys.
Last question. Let's summarize it with something random.
Okay.
If you had all the money in the world, Rochelle,
mm-hmm.
We wake up tomorrow, what would you do?
I would sit down and record this podcast.
Solid. That's the drive and that's the motivation we want to hear. Let's go.
I like that end question. I'd probably book a holiday and then I would sit down and record.
On the holiday.
And I'd buy you a Kia Carnival.
Thank you.
Because we're pregnant now.
Kia Carnival. We're having more than one kid straight up. As I've been saying, Rochelle, I need a Kia Carnival. It's just any more than one that's needed. Holidays are too difficult, cramming that shit in the boot.
So if you see us driving around in our Kia Carnival, give us a wave. All right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And we will chat to you all next week. You're all legends.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening today. If you'd like to connect with us and stay up to date with our day-to-day life, as well as future episodes, you can do so on our socials at those.2mums. We absolutely love bringing you these conversations each week. So if you love it too, please subscribe and leave us a review. Chat to you all next week. Bye.